Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Mesechtes Nedarim, Perik Yud, Mishnah Vav. Shaymeres Yavim. Ah, remember Mesechtes Yavamis? This woman, her husband died without children, and she's waiting for the brother to be Miyavim her. The brother started the process. He did something which a Yavim can do for a Yavamin. It's similar to Kiddushin. He did what's called a Maimer. Could be done the same way Kiddushin is done. He gives her something. With that, he's officially Mekadosher. Now, let's say he does the Maimer. The husband's brother. The husband passed away, and the brother does the Maimer. So, did they have a din mamish min haTorah of an Aris and an Arusa? Is this the same as Stama person that's Mekadosher Isha before Nisoyan? Some Tanaim say yes. Some Tanaim say no. Yes. The Rabbanan said he should first do a Maimer before the Yivum, but min haTorah, they're not really married at all. Stamazai, when a person is Mekadosh and Isha, true, he can't live with her till after Nisuyan. But Lamaisa, she has the Nefeshes Ish, she would need a get if they want to break up. So, we have over here a Shemeres Yavim, this woman is waiting for Yivum. Bein liyavim echad, whether she's waiting for one Yavim, in other words, her husband that passed away left only one surviving brother, bein l'shnei yavamin, or it could be that her husband had two brothers. Rabbi Eliezer says, if one of these brothers did a maimer with her, yafer, he has a right to be made for her nedarim together with her father. So if she's a naira, of course, we're talking about where she's a naira. So just like a naira that's an arusa, her aris and the father are made for her neder, here too. The brother, the surviving brother that did the maimer, and her father can be made for her neder. Rabbi Yeshua says, yes, the Yavim can be made for her nedarim, but only le'echad, only if she's waiting for one Yavim. Avaloy l'shnayim, but in this case, that she's waiting for two Yavims, that there are two surviving brothers? No. Neither of them can be made for her neder. Now, unlike Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua does not hold that Maimer is the same as Kiddushin. As a matter of fact, Rabbi Yeshua clearly holds that a Maimer doesn't make her an Arusa, the way Stamazai, when a person is Mekadosh and Isha, she becomes an Arusa. But Rabbi Yeshua holds that the Koyach of the Yavim, the connection that the Torah made between the Yavim and the Yavama is so strong, if you remember the term Zika from Yavamas, the connection is that in this case, even before he's actually Meyavim her, he has a right to be made for her nedar. And Oris Stamazai has limited Koyach over his Arusa. But a Yavim, even though he wasn't Meyavim her yet, no, he can be made for her nedar. My only problem is you have to know clearly who the Yavim is. So if there's only one brother, fine, we know who it is. But if there are two brothers, they can't. Because we don't know which one is going to do either Yavim or Chalitza. So we don't know which one has the right to be made for the Nedarim. That's why they can't do it. That's Rabbi Yeshua Shita. Shita number three in our Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva says, Loi le'echad v'loi le'shnayim. No, a Yavama's Nedarim aren't subject to Afara. You can't be made for them. You can't cancel them. Loi le'echad, it makes no difference. If after her husband died, there's only one surviving brother, Loi le'shnayim, or there are two brothers. Rabbi Akiva says, first of all, even if there's only one brother that could do Yivam, and yes, the Torah says there's a Zika, there's a connection between him and the Yavama, but it's not such a strong connection, but it's as if she's mamish, his wife, that it could be made for her Nedarim. And even if he did a Maimer is not a Kinyan like Kiddushin is. Okay, so before we go any further, let's chazer over the three Shitas over here. Rabbi Eliezer holds a Maimer is like Kiddushin. And Memela, even if there are two brothers that could do Yivam, once one of them does Maimer, it has the same halacha as an Aris and an Arusa, where if she's a Naira, the din is that her father and this Yavim, who is just like the Aris, they together can be made for the Nadar. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, Maimer is a drabbanadic thing he's supposed to do, but it doesn't make him an aris. The only thing is, Rabbi Yeshua says he doesn't need to be an aris. Rabbi Yeshua holds The bond between a Yavim and a Yavama is so strong that a Yavim is like he married her. But we don't know who the Yavim is, the two brothers. If there's one brother and a Hanami, it can be made for her Nedarim, even before he actually takes her into his house, just by being a Yavim. But if there are two brothers, he can't be made for the Neder, because we don't know which brother is going to be the Yavim. And the third sheet is the sheet of Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe Kiva says that a Yavim, under any set of circumstances, regardless of what the situation is, whether there's one brother or two brothers, he cannot be made for the Nedarim of the Shoimeres Yavim, of his brother's wife that's waiting for either Yavim or Chalitza. To be made for Nedarim means they have to be completely married. That happens, says Rabbi Kiva, only after Yivam. Rabbi Kiva does not hold that the bond between Yavim and Yavama makes him mamash a husband. And inasmuch as he did a mimer, again, it's what he may have correctly done, but it doesn't make him an aris. A mimer is only midrabbanan. Zokta Mishnah Vayter, Amar Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Eliezer is going to try to prove his shita that if he does a mimer, he should be like any other aris. Rabbi Eliezer gives us a kal v'chomer. Ma im isha shekanu la'atzmai madach stamazai an aris who picks an arusa. But he's mekadosh her, and from that point on, erehu meifer nedareh. He could be made for her nedarim together with her father. So isha, this shomeres yavim that was married to his brother, and his brother died, and the Torah says that it's a mitzvah for him to be miyavimer. So when he's going to do the mimer, it's not a woman that he picked. It's like the Torah picked it. Isha shehiknu loy min ha-shamayim. The Rabbanu Shalala made the shidduch. The Rabbanu Shalala makes every shidduch. So Barim Yoyim Kodim Yetzirah Savlad, 40 days before the baby is created, Machriz and Bas Plani Leplani. They call it who's going to marry who. But al piderech ha-teva, in Stama shidduch, it looks like we're making the decision. Here, the Torah says, no, this is the woman you're going to marry. Ain't it didn't, shouldn't we say for sure, she yafin nedareha? He should be able to be made for her nedarim, again, together with her father. Amalei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, loy. No, it's not a good kal v'chomer. And I'll tell you why. Im amart, if you're going to say v'isha shekana hu li'atzmai, if he picked, they read the shidduch and he decided he wants to marry this girl. In other words, a regular arusa. There is no other marriage connection or potential marriage connection that she has with anyone else. She was a totally single girl. You went and you were Makadisher. Well, that creates a tremendous connection. And therefore, it can be made for an Adarim. Taimer, on the other hand, Be'isha Shehiknu Leim in Hashemayim, but in the case of a Yavama that was given to him in Hashemayim, if we look at the relationship between this Yavim and the Yavama, it's a relationship sheyesh lacherim barishus. Before he did the mimer, any of the other brothers could have been mekayim the mitzvah of Yivam. So fine, this brother did the mimer. But by doing so, he didn't step into territory where nobody else was involved over here beforehand. So it's not the same as an aris. All the brothers are potential husbands. By doing a mimer, he created a stronger bond. But you can't compare that, says Rabbi Akiva, to Stam and Aris and Arusa, where no one else is involved. He creates the only connection. Amalei Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua said to Rabbi Akiva, Akiva, Devarecha b'shnei yevamin. What you're asking on this Kal V'chomer is true if there's more than one brother. Because your whole taina is, can you compare a Yavim to an Aris? Here there are other brothers as well. But matu meishav al Yavim echad. What are you going to answer if there's only one surviving brother? Her husband dies, there's only one brother. So Rabbi Eliezer would be right. Why should he be different than an Aris and an Arusa? There's no one else involved. The Rabbeinu Shalayla made this shidduch, clearly. Even al pi derech hateva, we see it. We didn't even go through a decision-making process. It was Ashgacha Pratas, clearly. That's called Isha Shehiknu Loi Min HaShemayim. So Zokt Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Yeshua says even more than Rabbi Eliezer. Not because of the Maimer, but because the Torah clearly made the Shidduch. Tin the Yavim and the Yavama. That's who he should be able to be made for in the Darim. Amalois Rabbi Kiva said to Rabbi Yeshua, Ein ha-Yavama gemura li-Yavim. A Yavama doesn't have a kind of relationship to the Yavin, kishem shehu arusa, the same way an arusa, a regular girl, gemura leisha, has a relationship with her arus, the one that was mekadesh. And Rebbe Kiva's answer over here is to look what happens if she would be with another man. In the case of an arusa, she would be chayiv misa. Of course, only if she was properly warned, and there are edim and so on, but technically, you see how serious the relationship is between an arus and an arusa. You see how strong the connection is. That if she's with someone else, bemezid, she would be chayiv misa. There's no such halacha between a yavim and a yavama. The yavama is not allowed to be with someone else, but she wouldn't be chayiv misa if she was. And again, even if a yavim did a mimer, and then she was together with another man, they wouldn't be chayiv misa. So you see, it's not the same as an artisan and an arusa. So once again, a shemeris yavim. According to Rabbi Eliezer, whether it is one brother or two brothers, if one brother does a mimer, that's the same as an artisan and arusa. He could be mefer and darim together with her father, of course, assuming she's a naira. Rabbi Yeshua says, what, Rabbi Eliezer? You hold. A mimer makes her an artist? No. But if there was only one brother, I would agree it could be mefer, her neder, for a totally different reason. I say the connection between Yavim and Yavama is so strong, meaning that the Torah made this connection. It's as if he married her already, in regard to a faras nedar. Rabbi Akiva says, a mimer is not koina midaraisa, and the connection between a Yavim and a Yavama is not so strong that a Yavim should be able to be made for her nedar, whether there's one brother or two brothers. Rabbi Eliezer Tainad, if he picks a girl to marry, he's Makadisher, he can be made for her nedarim as an aris. This woman that the Torah picked for him? Because she's a Yavama? So for sure he should be able to be made for her nedarim? So Rabbi Kiva answered, aris picks an arusa, there was no one else involved over here. Here there are other brothers. So Rabbi Yeshua to Rabbi Kiva, what if there are no other brothers? What if there's not only one brother? Then Taka, even if he doesn't make a mimer, says Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Yeshua Taka holds that way, he should be able to be made for her neder. So Rabbi Akiva, you're right. It's not a svara. It's a shidduch that we see clearly Hashem did. But l'maisa, when Stam and Oris picks an arusa and he's mekadesher, she would be chayiv misa if bemezid. She lived together with another man. No such din by Yavama. She's not allowed to, but there's no chayiv misa. So you see that the connection between an Oris and an arusa, says Rabbi Akiva, is stronger than the connection between a yavim and a yavama. And maybe an aris can be made for the neder, together with the father, but a yavim, who was not a yavim yet, says Rabbi Akiva, can't. By the way, says Abatanu, the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva.